Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's Mike Kaelemon for Mark Reardon today. Mark will be back with us tomorrow, so be good to have him back in studio. And then on the roundtable coming up on Friday, Jane Duker's going to be here, of course. Jeff Rainford will join the panel, and Gene Evans. So that will be a good one to catch on Friday. So I was scrolling through STL today, earlier today, and I saw an article that said several St. Louis colleges make watch list for financial risk. And we all probably heard about Fontbonne earlier over the past couple of years, and there's been some other universities in the area that have talked about some struggles that they have gone through. But it made me wonder, what is the state of higher education, not just in the St. Louis area, but around the country? So reached out to Dr. John Porter, who is the president of Lindenwood University, which, by the way, was not listed anywhere in this story of financial risk. Dr. Porter, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you've had a whirlwind of a day. You were in Texas when I reached to you earlier today, so thank you very much for making the time. Hey, I don't know if you happened to see this article, but I just wanted to check in with you to try to look at what is the state of higher education, both here in the St. Louis area, but broader around the country.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'll tell you, as I've talked to my board and I've talked to constituents, higher education probably is one of the toughest industries in the country right now, because if you think about, you know, what they've been up against, first off, most people have heard about the enrollment cliff. So, you know, 18 years ago or so, there weren't as many births, and so therefore we knew that, you know, there would be less students to vie for at this point in time, and of course that's, you know, right in front of us here. You know, as we've heard, you know, the price and tuition of a college education, it's getting more costly. That's for sure, because the cost for the institutions themselves are going up. And so we have to keep up with that. It's also recognized that, or people would say, you know, is it worth it? Is a college education worth it? Of course, if you put pen to paper, you would say absolutely. The return on investment, if you just do the financials, of having a college education is real, and it's there. So for sure, there's some great benefits for getting a college education. But I will say it's very competitive. So whether you look at it in our region or whether you look across the country, you know, being a tough industry, you know, if you read the news too, you know, there's one university closing a week. I was at a bond conference not too long ago, and they were going through all the financials of these universities. And of course, it's a burden. And so when you have decreased enrollment, obviously there's decreased revenues. And so, it's tough for all of us. And we're watching it very, very closely, but and competitive. Let me just say one more thing. The anti-Semitism that we heard, you know, over the summer or this past year hurt universities, even though many, many, many did not participate in that, Lyndon being one. But it still was thinking that all of these universities were participating, which was not. So it really has gotten, you know, a bad rap, in my opinion. But it's just competitive. You know, there's some really, really bright spots that I see that are out there, both, you know, from a regional perspective and in the national perspective. And I think we're really trying to position ourselves for this and think ahead and be strategic.
When you're looking at, I had no idea that you're seeing that many universities close. That's a statistic that I had not heard until right now. I knew that there's been a lot of talk about it, but when you're looking at higher education overall, how are you seeing universities and maybe how is Lindenwood trying to stay relevant and beat the curve? Because I know SLU had a story out in talking about the demographics in the St. Louis area especially, and they called that St. Louis is in a demographic winter, meaning that we're not having as many kids that you alluded to earlier, and the kids that we're having are choosing to leave the area. For many of them, they're leaving for college and they're just never coming back. So how are you trying to stay more relevant and get more competitive in a very competitive environment?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you've got to be thinking, you know, our motto here really is to try and think ahead and think, what do students want today? So you think about the generations of students that have come through. And so we want to be that next great learner-centric university. And so what that means is really trying to think about what are their needs and expectations and preparing ourselves for that. But there's four things that Lindenwood, we try to model ourselves after. That is, what do we want to provide for students? Value, cost, flexibility, and relevance. And when we say relevance, we're really talking about when you graduate with a four-year degree, you're relevant in the marketplace and you're going to get a great education. And so those kinds of things themselves are really going to attract students. And one of the things that we're doing right now is we've got such a focus on students. Students are our customer, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of our customer. We're doing surveys, which most universities are doing those kinds of things. But we're really trying to change our trajectory by...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appealing to the students that by looking at the needs of those students. And so one of the things that we've done, which many universities do, you're looking at the programming. You think about our majors and minors and making sure that there's the what they're looking for, we have here at Lindenwood. And those are the things that we're building. We're building the curriculum for those things. We're also really tying tightly into employment. Obviously, when you graduate, you want a great job. And so what we're doing is we're doing something very, very unique here at Lindenwood, and I can't disclose it on this call, but working with some of the major companies here in providing, you know, when the student graduates, when they go to these companies, they're already trained. There's day one, they're not going to have to be retrained by these institutions or by these companies. And so we're really excited to be able to do that. But, you know, a lot of this, too, is just it's blocking and tackling. So, you know, the digital marketing, we're doing all those kinds of things. But, you know, we're also getting out to the schools themselves. We're not just waiting for schools to come to us. We're going to the schools. And so I think that's going to be, you know, really a differentiator. And so, again, to the broader question, you know, what are we doing to, you know, to attract students? I think it's is really trying to anticipate their needs, their expectations, and being able to meet those. What we want here at Lindenwood, we want every single experience a student has, or even as an online student, but certainly driving to this university or living on this university, we want it to be a great experience. So whether you're in food service, our food is fantastic. We just switched that out a year and a half ago. Whether you're in line for financial aid, whether you're going from a dormitory to another building, We absolutely want that experience to be a great experience for our students. And so those are the kinds of things that you have to be looking towards and setting yourselves up for.
How much does and feel free to break any kind of news that you want to break today. I'd be more than happy. If you have something you want to announce, be more than happy to do that here. But I'm just thinking about how much does the university's involvement in the community have to do with its success?
Well, I'll say this, and I don't say this for my own edification here. You know, when I came to Lindenwood, you know, we were very inward focused. And so the first thing that we did, we put together what I'll call it a division, but it's called Linden Giving. And my wife actually chairs it. She spends quite a bit of time in Linden Giving. And 4 to 6 events a year are just for our community. It's just for those that surround this university. It's really in St. Charles County. And so, matter of fact, Thanksgiving's coming up, and we'll provide 110 meals for needy families. And this is, you know, my wife and the team and students and faculty, they'll go out, they'll buy all the groceries and they'll pack them. And then we'll either deliver them personally to homes or they can come on campus. We check their name off a list. They open their trunk and we load the groceries in. So it'll have a turkey and all the trimmings and the pie and all those kinds of things. But we really want to reach out to the community. And so I think we've been doing that for about 4 years now. Again, it's Linden Giving, and we're excited to be able to do those things. The other thing that we do, we're really closely aligned with Mayor Borgmeyer. He has been such a great, great person. He's on my president's council. We do a lot of things with the city, and I'm on his planning team. He's on, like I said, my president's council. And when we're doing things here at Lindenwood, we make them aware, and it's vice versa. And so by having such a close tie with our mayor, it has really, really done some great things for us. And so, you know, just as you already know, we've got some great, great plans for this university. My plan is to put $100 million into this university. We provide about $500 million of economic resources to this community. And so you think about that. Well, we want to double our size here. And so we need a new sciences building. We're going to build a bell tower. We want to put in a new entranceway here. And so we've got some great, great plans here. And so we're developing those. We're reconditioning some of our buildings here. As you know, we went D1, and we've had some exciting things happen. In fact, we beat the number 16 in the country, SEMO, on Saturday, which was phenomenal for us to do that. And on Sunday, our women's soccer won the OVC championship. So we're already in our third year in Division One. We've won the conference, and our guys are in the semifinals in soccer. And so in hockey, just throw this commercial out there. We play Ohio State Friday night and Saturday, and so our team has been really doing well. We start off the season at one of the ranked universities, and we beat them 4-2. This was Wisconsin. So really some great things that are happening here. But, you know, going back to your original question, Mike, you know, we're on a great trend. Even though you have a lot of these headwinds, you know, in higher education, we're on a great trend here at Lindenwood from a financial perspective and from a growth perspective. We see some really, really strong things over the next 5 years, and we're going to continue to drive that.
You know, I think I've almost dried out from the football game on Saturday. It was a great game. I was very happy. I walked the field around the outside. The great thing about going to a football game at Lindenwood, and unfortunately that was the last home game of the season, you can get right down there. You have a great view and being able to get very close to the action. But it rained all through that game, and I think I was soaked at the end of it. But what a great win for you guys, with SEMO being the number 6 team in the country, and I know the students were very excited. The players were really excited at the end, and they got to hoist the trophy with the rivalry that you have there. And Coach had a great line that said, "It's only a rivalry when you win some of the games." So it was really nice to get that win. But Dr. Porter, I appreciate you spending some time with us here. Congratulations on all the success in Lindenwood, and we will continue to stay in touch with you and check back to see as changes tend to happen. It sounds like you've got some pending news that you're going to announce soon, and we look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me, and go Lions.
We appreciate that. That is Dr. John Porter. He is the president of Lindenwood University out in St. Charles. So it sounds like from what the article said and talking about several St. Louis colleges on the watch list for financial risk, a number of those colleges actually pushed back and said, hey, we're not in trouble. I don't know where you got your information, but we're pretty good. So higher education is alive and well in St. Louis. It's interesting. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about this, but it's interesting to watch what's happening at the community college level. So I am of that age where we used to have VOTECs that were all around. And my sister actually learned to be an LPN at a VOTEC. And you could do an LPN school and finish that in 10 or 11 months.
Wow.
And you used to be able to get, you know, that's where you learned to be an electrician or a plumber or something like that. Community colleges have really started to step in and fill that void.
That's good.
And said, hey, this is training that we need. I know St. Charles Community College has got a welding program that is...
That's great. Practical?
By all means. And it's stuff that you come out they're getting to more certificate type programs because a lot of kids don't want to do 4 years. They don't even want to do two. But they need some sort of training and skill to be able to get out into the workforce. So I appreciate Dr. Porter's time today. We're going to talk to Matt Pauley, is the KMOX sports anchor, and we will do that on the other side. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.